Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. Independence Day can bring up lots of different feelings. You might feel triumphant, fortunate, or grateful. Maybe you'll feel the frustration, discouragement, or rage at how freedom isn't offered equally to all. Regardless of what we might be feeling, what's underneath that freedom is the ability to make decisions for ourselves. Listen as Greg Meyer helps us explore the wonder of choosing.
Thank you, you guys. I think there's something okay about Indigo Girls in the Park on 4th of July. I like it. Well, welcome, everyone. It's great to see you all here. I'm Greg Meyer and with Fabric, and great to have this time to spend with you all. We've been talking during these weeks, during June and July, while we're out at Minnehaha Falls, about the wonders of the world that exist. And you're probably familiar with the seven wonders of the world the ancient Greeks came up with. They're things that people made. Well, we're kind of looking at some wonders of the world that just are, and that we maybe forget to celebrate in lifting them up. And seen as though it's the 4th of July, Independence Day, seems pretty obvious to talk about freedom, right, as one of the wonders. I opted out. Well, not exactly. Well, freedom is kind of messy right now, is it? I mean, because, yeah, we do celebrate freedom, but we know not everybody quite has it. Certainly not the same way. With the death of George Floyd, it's become obvious. With what's happening in our indigenous population communities over the last hundreds and hundreds of years as well. And besides that, then, as I think about freedom, there's a bunch of mutually exclusive ideas about it that I think we get all caught up in. Like, is it freedom to or freedom from? And we argue about that. Or is it my individual freedom, or is it freedom that we share together as a society? It gets really, really messy. But behind all that stuff around freedom, there is one piece that is a building block of freedom that I think really is wonderful and that we always have, and that is choosing. We get to make choices. Choosing is the building block of freedom. I really think one of the great wonders is the fact that you get to choose. We make all kinds of choices every day. I mean, you choose to get up in the this morning, or your kids chose to get you up this morning, whichever it might happen to have been at your house. You choose to get dressed and what to wear, except for those who came in your pajamas. It's okay, totally fine. You chose what to have for breakfast or not have breakfast, whether that second cup of coffee or a can of Diet Coke, whatever it is. One choice we all share is that we all chose to show up here this morning, or to watch on live stream or listen to the podcast later on, you know, fair enough. But we all chose to be here, and we made those decisions. We made that choice for a very particular reason, something that you valued, something that you wanted to be with these people this time, doing this, being in this place. We all made that choice. So we make these choices all the time. One of the reasons I think it's maybe more helpful to think about the wonder of choosing rather than just the wonder of freedom is that we have all kinds of conflicting, arguing understandings and mutually exclusive understandings of freedom, but choosing, we just sort of seem to know, for instance, that there are limitations and restrictions to choosing. You knew when you chose to come here that you couldn't stay at home in bed or go for that bike ride or to brunch at that spot. You chose to be here and you accepted the fact that, well, I can't be those other places. You also know that there are simply limitations. I mean, if I had the choice and I could be at a beach in the South Pacific right now and go snorkeling and stuff like that, I'm out of here, okay? But I can't choose that. I mean, that simply isn't possible for me, and I can set that aside and I can choose within the things that are available for me right now. I think that's really important for us to do that. But with all those restrictions and all of those limitations in our choosing, one of the things that we've all experienced is that, and I think this is the next wonder of choosing, not just that you get to do it, but that your choices can change everything. Your choices can change everything. So it was August 1963. Martin Luther King Jr. was standing off to the side of the podium in front of the Lincoln Memorial and about 250,000 people. And before him, Mahalia Jackson was singing. And it was her job then to introduce Martin Luther King Jr. And the last thing she says is, "Tell them about your dream, brother." And Martin Luther King had his speech all written up. It's in his chest pocket of his suit coat. And he walked up, and at that point, he made a decision. He chose to not pull that speech out. He chose to go with his gut and respond to what Mahalia Jackson had said, and he told us about his dream. And he said one of the most memorable, influential, impactful speeches that we heard in the 20th century. That didn't change everything. We know that. But it changed a lot. It was one of those tipping point things when he said, I have a dream. You all know that speech, don't you? Yeah, we all have these choices in our lives that can change everything. Like, you know, parents, where are you going to put your kids to go to school? Are you going to switch your job? How are you going to spend your money? Whether you're going to rob that bank or not. And by the way, don't rob the bank. That should be an easy one. You know, we make these choices all the time around us. And when we do them, these things, they can change our lives forever. You know, we decide that, yeah, I'm not going to settle for this job anymore. I want to do what I really am called to do. I'm going to get the courage and ask that person out for a date. So back in 1981, it was May. I had been dating someone for a couple of years, and I decided this is a person I want to spend my life with. But I kind of discovered it all along. Before that, marriage was a very abstract thought that belonged to other people. And so I was just like getting this idea that, oh, I would be married into a particular person, but had no plan, no idea. I mean, just like feeling very awkward with the whole idea. And I and this other person, we were walking around in Dinkytown. It was the full moon of May that year, remember? And the conversation about marriage came up. Now, the easiest thing to do, because of where I was and what I was thinking, was like, yeah, you know, kind of just let it disappear or say, yeah, something to think about, or maybe, you know, who knows, and just kind of let that disappear. But I chose at that moment, even though I didn't have a ring in my pocket, I hadn't ever thought about what a proposal would be like, to lean back against a telephone pole, which had a nail sticking out of it, which made the moment a little bit awkward. And ask her to marry me, and evidently she did, because Chris is here today. Still putting up with me. Amazing. Your choices can change everything. I mean, it's how you reach for the stars. It's how you make the impossible possible. It's how you make those dreams come true. It's how you can make the world a better world. It's how you can give other people choices that they can then make so they can make those differences in their lives as well. It can change everything. Now, the problem with the fact that your choices can change everything is that's kind of scary. I mean, I feel a lot of pressure now. Well, you know, this decision that I'm going to do for my kid, that could change everything. You know, what we worry about. So there is another side to this. There's a side to the fact that your choices will change everything. And that is, the truth is, your choices don't really matter that much. They really don't. I mean, we think they do. We think everything. We take ourselves so seriously. We think this decision can make all the difference in the world. But it really doesn't. Let me give you an example, okay? I want everybody to pick a number. Just pick a number in your mind, right? Don't say it out loud. Pick a number. I don't care. It should be positive, not negative. And I don't care how big it is or how small it is, but for your sake, it might be best to keep it under 100. And if you need to pull out your phone and get the calculator app, you're welcome to do that, all right? So everybody got your number? And kids, you can pick one out, too. You might want to, like, do it with your mom, dad, big person, and they can help you follow along with it, okay? All right, so you got your number. Now, I want you to add that number to the next biggest number. So if your number is 5, add it to 6, and then you'd have 11, right? Or if your number was 47, you'd add it to 48. You'd add 48 to it, and you'd have 95, right? All right, so you got that. You added it to that. Okay. Now I want you to add 9 to that. So if you were at 95, you'd be at 104, all right? If you were at 11, you'd be up to 20, whatever yours happened to be. You got that number now? Now I want you to divide it by 2. Whatever number you have right now, divide it by 2. Got that? Okay, now if you got that number in your head, I want you to subtract your original number from whatever number you've got right now. So, you know, we think we're so unique. We think we're making these decisions, we're making these choices, and they reflect just who we are, and, you know, it's so different, it's going to change everything for us. You know, and so, you know, we all did. Like, just shout out, what numbers did you start with? Not your final one, but what numbers did you start with? Just yell your number out. Wow, what's with all the 7s here? All right, so, you know, you all had your different numbers. Let me just ask, how many people ended up with the number 5? Put your hand up. All right, everybody ended up with number 5, unless you're not a mathematician. So that's just a math trick for us math geeks. But here's the idea behind it. What I'm trying to demonstrate with this is your decisions are important, but you know what's more important than the decision you make? It's what you do with that decision. How are you going to live it out? I interview students applying for colleges, and almost during every interview, by the end of it, we spend some time talking about the fact that you may or may not get into this college, all right? And the truth is, you can go to the greatest college in the world and get a lousy education. And you can go to a very mediocre college, and you can get a great education. And you know what the difference is? It's not the school, it's you. It's what you decide to do, how you're going to apply yourself at that school. The quality of Chris and my relationship after all these years isn't that we identified the perfect person to get married to. It's what we have done or not done day in, day out with our relationship. How have we lived out that choice to be married? All right? So, adjacent to that idea, it's not just the decision, it's how you decide to live out the decision. There's another part, and many of you know Nick Tassler. Nick Tassler is part of our Fabric community for a long time, but then he and his family made the choice to move to Puerto Rico, which was a good choice for them, not such a good choice for us, but c'est la vie. But his whole job, he is a professional decision maker, right? That's what he studied. He writes books about it. He works with companies all around the world on helping them make hard decisions and figure out how do they do decisions and so on. And one of the things he says that I remember, you probably, because he's talked to us about it, but one of the things that really had a lot of impact on me is that the purpose of a decision is not to find the perfect option. The purpose of every decision is in order to help you with the next decision, all right? It sets you up for what your choices are going to be next. So when we think about that, realize that there is never a last decision. You always have to take a great decision or a not-so-great decision, and then there's going to be other choices, other forks in the road afterwards. How are you going to make them? How does this decision, I can't make it perfect, I don't know what perfect is going to be for this decision, how am I going to live that out in the decisions that follow? So, your decisions make all the difference in the world. Your choices make all the difference in the world. They change everything, and they don't really matter because how are you going to live it out? What are the decisions that are going to follow? You always have room. I mean, it sounds a lot like grace, doesn't it? You have probably heard people talk about the fact that God has a plan for your life, right? God has a plan for your life, and often it gets very detailed, like you're supposed to take this kind of career, you're supposed to take that job, you're supposed to move to this city, that's the person you're supposed to marry, all that kind of stuff. Bullcrap, all right? I mean, no, it doesn't, it not only isn't biblical, it doesn't even make sense. Like, what if Chris isn't the person I'm supposed to marry and she's supposed to be married to someone else, but I married her and now that person can't, so they married somebody else? I mean, it doesn't make sense, all right? Jesus didn't come to play that kind of game with us. You may be familiar with a phrase from Jesus, that I have come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. He's not talking about the fact that you will become rich or that you will live forever, or he's not talking about eternity. He's talking about the fact that when you are authentically fully you and you live into these decisions, when you are a part of, not apart from, your true self and the world around you and that which, this fabric of existence, this thing, this God, this whatever, however we understand this, that is behind and between and beneath all that we are and do, when we're fully part of that, when we're abundantly in part of that, we can do it. And what Jesus is saying, that's it. Choose that, be a part of that. So not this idea of a plan. Jesus is trying to free us up from all that. Anyway, so lots of decisions we all have to make. Some of them hard, some of them not so hard. But we got to figure out how to face them all. And Heidi she helps us with decisions a lot. And you've got a good way to help us think about that.
Right. I'm Heidi Esposito. I know lots of you, but I get to do fun stuff with kids and youth with Fabric. And today you all get to be kids. And we're gonna see what this choice making looks like and feels like using sort of our whole bodies. So I'm gonna make this into a game board. Let's see, let's make this gonna be the blue quadrant. And we have the green quadrant and the red quadrant. And this is gonna be the orange quadrant. All right? And now I'm going to invite everybody forward. And I want you to put your toes on the outside of my game board. So gather up, come on up to the front, everyone. Time to stretch your legs a little bit. This might be our seventh inning stretch moment. So, yep, somewhere around the outside of our game board. And we're going to see what these choices feel like when we make them in our bodies, and to see how we have lots of them, and some of them maybe seem sort of inconsequential, and maybe some of them seem more important. All right. So the way this game works is there's four quadrants, and I'm going to pose a scenario to you. And there's going to be four choices. And one is going to be the blue choice, one is going to be the green, one is going to be the red, and one is going to be the orange. And you have to decide, ooh, which one of those fits me best right now, okay? I realize that I can't represent every single choice that's possible in the entire world, but for this game and this exercise, I'm going to make you choose one of the four things that I mentioned, okay? Okay, here we go. All right, you've just woken up in the morning, and the first thing you need to do is get dressed, all right? Do you choose to blue, wear jeans and a sweatshirt, green, wear joggers and a t-shirt, red, wear something stylish, or orange, stay in your jammies? All right, think and choose. All right, oh, we've got, yeah, okay. We got pretty even mix in this choice. All right, good job. All right, everyone back to the edges. All right, so we made our choice. We've put on whatever we decided to wear for the day. We made that choice, okay. And now, of course, it's time for breakfast, right? Okay, so you're thinking, what am I gonna have for breakfast today? Blue is blueberry pancakes. Green is eggs and bacon. Red is donuts. And orange is leftover pizza from last night. Okay, think and move. Ooh. All right, again, a fairly even mix, but I'm gonna say eggs and bacon and pancakes were maybe the more popular choice for breakfast foods, but applauding the pizza people over there. All right, back to the edges. All right, so we've had our breakfast, we're heading off in our cars, and we decide, oh, we better maybe stop at the local coffee shop for something, a beverage to bring along to wherever we're going. So do you choose to blue, have a smoothie, green, have drip coffee, either hot or iced, red, you're gonna have like a fancy frappuccino of some sort, or orange, you're gonna have some kind of tea. All right, think and choose. We clearly have a highly caffeinated group this morning. All right, nice choosing, back to the edges. All right, it's a free day. It's gonna be like a Saturday. You don't really have anything on the big agenda. You did your chores yesterday, so you get to choose, ooh, how am I gonna spend my free time today? All right, so blue, do you decide to go to the beach? Green, do you decide to hit the mall? Red, do you decide to go on a bike or a hike? Or orange, do you decide to have a big board game afternoon? All right, ready, choose. All right, this seems to be kind of a caffeinated outdoor crowd we have this morning. All right, great, nice. Nice choosing, move back to the edges, please. So what I observed as I watched this is that there never was the same group answering the question the same way all those times, right? Every time you were in a quadrant, there was a different group of people, maybe some of the same, maybe some not the same. What I also observed is there were some times and some people in which the decision was easy peasy, right? Bam, I beelined right to the mall. Or I knew I was gonna go to a bike or a hike. And then there were some that was like, well, I don't know, there's lots of good choices. And it took a minute to make that choice, right? And then I also noticed, or this is just true, I guess, that as we make those choices, we learn things about ourselves. And we also get to learn things about people around us, right? Yeah. So now those choices were pretty easy, right? You know, didn't really matter whether you wore joggers or jeans. They kind of are inconsequential. But there are some choices that matter a little bit more, right? All right, so let's see how that works with this game. Okay, so you've just gotten the message that your friend is really sad. All right? Do you decide to blue, send flowers or a card? Green, jump in the car or bike or walk or whatever and go right directly to see them? Red, send them a text and give them some space to be sad? Or orange, help your family start a food chain for them so that they can have meals during this time that they're feeling sad? All right, think and choose. Yeah, all right, so there's different ways, and this is probably reflective of maybe what you like in that situation, right? Yeah, all right. But it matters to that person how you show up, or maybe that you do show up. All right, let's do one more. Okay, you're at the park, and you're in the parking lot, and you notice that there's somebody that's really treating someone else pretty bad. Right? Maybe you might call them a bully. Maybe they're doing it with their words, or maybe they're even doing it with their bodies, but they're bullying somebody else. So what do you do? Blue, do you interrupt or distract the bully? Green, do you tell someone about it, someone in authority, maybe a parent or a park employee or maybe the police? All right, red, do you do nothing but talk about it in your family later? See what that was like for your family to experience that? Or orange, I'm not sure. All right, think and move. Yeah, this one was, it seemed like you guys all moved a little bit slower, right? Yeah, it's hard sometimes. The choice is not always obvious, right? But making a choice and deciding to show up is what the important thing is. So I have one last thing to tell you about choices. And I think sometimes choices feel like it's no big deal, but they can end up to be something that's really big. So I had gotten a gift card for Christmas from a good friend for Barnes & Noble. And maybe a couple months later, I made it to the Barnes & Noble store, and I'm walking up and down, and I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's a good book. Oh, I think I'd like that. Walk through the children's section. I always like to check out those books. And then landed on a book called Wild. And I read that book and ended up being quite inspired by it. And that book led to another decision and another decision and another decision that took me to Spain, in which I got to walk the Camino for 500 miles. And when I picked up that book, Wild, it seemed like, you know, I could have picked up 100 books. But I read that book, and then that choice did something inside me to make me make more choices and choose to show up as my true and authentic self.
So these wonders of choosing, yeah, the fact that we just get to choose, I think, is one of the great wonders of the world. The idea that our choices can make all the difference in the world, and that fact that maybe our choices don't matter so much. It's not so much just that one isolated choice, but what we do with it and how we follow it up with decisions, how it prepares us to make decisions that follow up. That's big. But among all that, there's two other things that I think are some of the wonders of choosing. And the first is this, and I think that the greatest choice you can ever make at any time is to be exactly who you are and where you are right now. I mean, just think about it. So many impactful choices about what you're going to do and what's going to happen and things around you. But if you aren't who you are, and if you don't, like, just face the fact that this is where I am, this is the situation I'm in, this is what the world is like for me right now, all the rest is just built on illusions. It's all built on pretend, on what I would like it to be, and it's never going to have the impact that you want it to be. The greatest choice is to be exactly who you are and where you are right now. Jesus did cut through all that. Like I said, his words, it said, I've come that you may have life, and I may have it abundantly. He wasn't talking about being rich. He wasn't talking about living a long time. He wasn't talking about heaven or eternity. He was talking about being real, having your full life right now. He was saying, make that choice. That's the one that matters for you right now. We all have to make these choices to be exactly who we are at any given time. Just 2.5 weeks ago, it was June 17th, Bryce Dershim walked up to another podium. I talked about Martin Luther King's, but he walked up to a different podium just just 2.5 weeks ago. It was his high school graduation podium. He was a valedictorian. He had submitted his speech to the administration. They had rejected it. They made him rework it, went back and forth, and they finally ended up with the one that he was allowed to give. He went up to give his speech, and he didn't give that speech. He gave the one that he knew he was supposed to make. And he started talking about how the first 6 months of that year he had been in treatment as an anorexic, and that he had tried to bend and stretch and break himself to fit the mold the society had for them, but his LGBTQ identity would not allow him to do that. And within a minute, the principal had gone backstage and cut the mic. And the principal came back out, took the speech away, put the one that had been agreed upon back on the podium, and Bryce was expected to deliver that. The crowd was restless. They wanted to hear more, and Bryce went ahead with the speech he knew he was supposed to give. He said, I knew it all along. I'd practiced it enough that I didn't need the notes, but he was so shaken. He said, I just blundered and plowed my way through it and so on. He wanted his fellow students to know that who they were, their identity was valid, and that as one, as he put it, one formerly suicidal, one formerly anorexic queer person, that what one person does can save another person's life. And when he was done, as imperfect as his delivery might have been, there was a standing ovation that just wouldn't quit. Afterwards, one woman came up to him and said, she was so thankful for what he had said because her son had not made it through the pandemic due to his struggles with his mental illness. And he knows he made the right decision, because if he could make one person feel a little less lonely, if he would have people know that what they choose, their choices, can give another person their life, that's all that really mattered. That's what it was all about. Your greatest choice is to be exactly who you are and where you are right now. Now, where you are right now and who you are right now might not be very perfect. You may not be very satisfied with it. That's okay. But it's where you are. This is where you need to choose from, right? And that's actually then the last wonder of choosing. And that is, while the greatest choice is to be exactly who you are and where you are right now, the next greatest choice is to not settle for that in the next moment. To decide that you want, deserve, can be more. This isn't Woody Allen's. I don't know if you're old enough to know Woody Allen, but his famous line was, I would never join a club that would have me as a member, all right? You know, it isn't that kind of thinking. This is more like what Anne Lamott said, helping people understand who God is and what our relationship with God is like. She said, God loves you just the way you are, but too much to leave you that way. God loves you just the way you are, but too much to leave you that way. So if you are perfect, well, times change. Tomorrow's going to be different. You're going to have to evolve, right? So it's wonderful you're perfect now, but you're going to have to kind of keep that edge going to be perfect tomorrow. If you're like the rest of us and you're not perfect, well, you know, yeah, there's growth to do. And I don't have to say I'm a bad person. There's something intrinsically wrong with me to say, tomorrow I have new challenges. Tomorrow I can reach for something new. I can be something better. So all of you, thank you for making this choice to be with us today via being present here, watching on the live stream, or listening to this podcast. You all are facing so many decisions every day. Some of them are inconsequential and just happen as a matter of life. Some of them you deliberate greatly. Some of you have a decision, a choice that you are trying to make right now. And as I talk about this, as Heidi showed us, that one is in the back of your mind the whole time. You're trying to figure it out, where I am with that. So remember that the first, it's just a gift that you get to choose. And while this choice can change everything, it also isn't the end of the road, because it isn't just that choice, it's what you do with that choice and the choices that it sets you up. And just be who you are right now and reach for more tomorrow. And most of all, I guess if I was going to leave you with anything today, it's like, let those choices pop up. Recognize that they're there. Because when we don't, sometimes we just don't even make a choice. And guess what? That's a choice, right? It's a choice to not make a choice. So be deliberate. Take it on. Don't worry about getting it all right or wrong. That's not how it works. And thank you.
Thanks for listening, but we want you to be even more deeply part of these conversations. Join others Sunday mornings at 10:30 at Minnehaha Falls Park if you're in the Twin Cities, or find discussion resources at fabricmpls.com that can help you find ways of starting deeper conversations among your family, friends, or fabric groups. Share insights and questions on social media too by searching Fabric MPLS. It may feel like small things, but all of those little threads have some surprising ways of coming together to create life woven deeply.